This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Talking Bob Melvin, both of us agree stock up right now for Bo Mel and the Giants. They're up, they're 7 games over .500. And you know what? The bats haven't been there. And the fact that they're still winning says a lot, I think, about the managing and some of the decision making. Now, some people at the station get mad when he chooses to bunt, try to do that, this, that, or the other. It is what it is. He's not going to be perfect, but I think overall stock is up on Bob Melvin. Now, Steve Kerr, stock was up for me. Stock neutral for you. The Kuminga situation, how the team went out without Stephen Curry, it left a sour taste in your mouth. And I can't be mad at you for that, Joe. I disagree, but I'm not mad at you for it. Kyle Shanahan, as we go San Francisco 49ers now. It wasn't a very good year for the entire team. Now, whether we put the decision-making and the contracts on Shanny, on Lynch, them as a tandem, I don't know what you want to do there. I seem to think it's a whole big operation between a bunch of people, and Shanahan usually has the final say. But I think this past year was kind of a referendum on that. And maybe they had to pull away and say, you know what? No, we got to cut a lot of players. We're not gonna overspend. And they prioritized the guys that needed. They prioritized leadership this offseason.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Brock Purdy, leader, your franchise quarterback, you paid him. George Kittle, coming off an all-pro season, best tight end in football for my money, one or two. You prioritized him, you paid him. And then Fred Warner, the guy who's the heart and soul of that defense, you paid him. And now you bring in a low-risk, high-reward move in a Bryce Huff. Okay. All of a sudden, this offseason is looking a lot better. Now, the Ricky Pearsall injury, we talked a lot about that last week. It is what it is at this point. Hopefully, he's back for training camp. We'll see. But where are we at right now, Joe, with Kyle Shanahan?
He's a high-level loser, bro.
Whoa! RJ in Fairfield.
Oops, sorry, wrong button.
Yeah, no, I don't think it was the wrong button because there's a lot of people that feel that way coming off this past year where it was Super Bowl expectations, coming off a Super Bowl appearance. And they couldn't even make the playoffs.
Look, if we're going 2024, his stock was down. But in 2025, they've only played one game, and that was against the Cardinals to end the year. And I wanted them to lose that game for draft position.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just being honest. I'm just, you know, once you get that point in the year and, you know, you only have 6 wins, you're 6-10, it's like, hey, the difference between, you know, being the 11th or the 17th pick, it is, there is a difference.
His season did end in this calendar year, though. So that's where I will say the totality of the season.
Well, I'm going to go off the offseason. Okay. Right? And I think that his stock is up. And the reason why I think it's up is he did what he said he was going to do. He said he was going to have Brock be his franchise quarterback. He brought him in and got him inked up and ready to go. So that's a organizational thing. So Kyle stood by what he said. That's number one. Number two, I think he did the necessary, which was he needed to have a divorce with Debo. And that was extremely important for him, for the team, for the offense. You know, as we talk about like offense growing, evolving, changing, I think that it was mandatory that they moved off him. Now, you know, bring him back, Juszczyk. I'm not mad at it. It was weird how the whole thing went down. Whatever. How reliant are they on CMC? To be determined.
That's going to be the question.
Right? To be determined. We'll find out on that. But I'm feeling really good about Shanahan right now. And I think it's because there's been all quiet on the Western Front when it comes to the big names I wanted on this team. Who you referenced, Kittle, Warner, back, all those guys back. I feel like their draft, they needed to draft the first 4 or 5 guys on the defensive side of the ball. They did that. I feel really good about where they're at. Now, there's a couple of little things I don't love. Brandon Ayuk, what the hell's going on there? You know, don't love that. The fact I can't name a legitimate, reliable backup running back, I don't love that.
Yeah.
Don't love the offensive line. But overall, I'm in a good spot with Kyle. So he's slightly up.
I'd go, as you went with Steve Kerr, I'm going to go stock neutral right now. It's not up. It's not down. It's just right there. We'll see. A lot of this upcoming season on Shanahan, because this, let's keep it honest, this is a huge year for Shanahan. This might be the most important year for him going forward, because if they don't make the playoffs again, that's 2 straight years, and then the seat is hot. Like we talk about hot seat. People will say hot seat. Oh, he's not on the hot seat. Let's calm that down right now. The guy was in the Super Bowl just a year, coming off a Super Bowl appearance this time last year. He's not on the hot seat. But it will start to get very warm if they struggle again this season. And how does that happen? Well, if Christian McCaffrey isn't the same player anymore, if the injury bug starts hitting the 49ers again, now there's a part of that says, well, that's out of his control. He can't control it. Yeah, but you know what? It is what it is. It's not for long. It was, we're talking about injury excuses for Steve Kerr, and when Stephen Curry went down, no one's going to feel sorry for you. Like, everyone's dealing with injuries around the league. Every single team's going to be dealing with that. So the fact that potentially they're going to be so reliant on Christian McCaffrey again scares me. I do think they need to evolve there. I do think the biggest acquisition of this offseason was Robert Saleh as the defensive coordinator.
I totally omitted that.
That's going to be a big one. I think that was his best move, bringing in his old buddy, the guy that they've been to a Super Bowl together. Then he left to be the head coach of the New York Jets. It didn't work out there. I do think he learned a lot. And I actually loved listening to Kyle and, you know, talking about Robert Saleh. He's like, hey, is Saleh like different? And he's like, no. If anything, he's just learned a lot more from being a head coach. He's more understanding of me when I was a little harsher on him at times. And so it was funny. It was a nice little back and forth. And Saleh's like, actually, maybe Kyle was a little easier on me than I was to some of my assistant coaches when I was a head coach in New York.
Different jobs give you perspective.
Perspective, absolutely. So now that Saul is back here, now his whole lot going to change from the defensive end. Maybe some new looks, maybe new angles, maybe he learned some stuff. But it's going to be a familiar voice, which I think helps. Nick Sorensen, although familiar, in that role, it was a new voice. And it was something that he wasn't used to and hadn't done before. And I think that came to an ugly head this past year when, you know, it was Nick Bosa and who? Fred Warner and who else out there? You had to get creative, and there just wasn't enough creativity on that defensive end. So that being said, I thought that was a big acquisition. And now it's going to be Brock Purdy. You married yourself with this guy, Kyle. His success is now your success. And let's see. If Brock struggles this year, and it's another season where it's just kind of, okay, then there's going to be some serious questions again about Kyle Shanahan. But I'm going to wait, and we're going to see, because at their best together, Brock was an MVP candidate. So we'll see. I'll give him the benefit there. So stock neutral for me. Where are you at, Niner Nation, Niner Empire, Niner Faithful? 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text. Stock up, stock down with Kyle bleeping Shanahan. So I'm at neutral. Shasky's on up right now.
Yeah, we'll see. I got a slight up.
Slight uptick
right
with Kyle Shanahan.
Slight up. So let's open it up to all the players. And I would open this up to the Lions too. 888-957-9570. I'll give you the line one more time. 888-957-9570. If I told you through 6 months of 2025, you can pick any player in the Bay Area. And if you want to throw a GM or a franchise or a head coach in there, fine. Whose stock is the highest for you in the 2025 year, 6 months in, we're at the halfway mark, and whose stock is the lowest for you right now in 2025?
That's a great question.
I'll let you marinate on it, and I'll just, while the calls come in, and
it
again.
It might not be sexy if I give you a name, the stock up, stock down, and I know we love our names, we love our stars, but right now, the stars in the Bay stock kind of, I'm not feeling great about my stars right now. That's Giants, Warriors included. And then for the Niners, you know, stock up for the highest might be Joe. I know you're going to say you're going to give your own. Let me just do it real quick. I might go Kittle. Stock up is really high on George Kittle
right
now.
So you got Kittle the highest of the entire Bay Area in 2025?
I mean, he had an argument to be first team all pro. And I know Fred was.
He's aura.
I know Fred was. I thought George Kittle was the 49ers' best player overall last year. And I get it. I'm taking a player that was in a losing season. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be the sexiest pick. But George Kittle, still for me, embodies that 49ers team and that spirit.
He hasn't played a game, essentially, in 2025. But just who he is and what he's done, his stock is higher than Jimmy Butler?
Well, he hasn't played a game this season, but he did get paid. Okay. Like, he was the leader this past season. And I say his stock is very high right now. Showed up to training camp. He's going to be that great voice. I just loved hearing him speak to the media. He was talking about the immaculate vibes last week. And again, like, vibes are great. Like, just talk to me week one about vibes. Cause you could talk about vibes all you want. It has to translate to wins at the end of the day. Now, another one, it didn't end well, but overall I thought he was really freaking good for this team was Jimmy Butler. Like, I thought what he meant for that franchise was huge. So I do think the stock still is up on Jimmy. Now, was it as high as it would have been a couple months ago? Maybe not. But overall, if we're going from down to neutral to up, stock is still up on Jimmy Buckets for me. This is going to be controversial. Steph, as we're talking stars up and down right now, Steph right now is a, I don't know, that injury caused me to question a lot of things going forward.
As in what?
As in, I don't know if this guy could be the number one going forward, the true number one, if he can have the wear and tear to be there from start to finish. That hamstring injury, Joe, scared me.
But you're not saying his stock is the lowest.
It's not low. I'm saying it's neutral right now.
It's neutral.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know where I'm at with Steph as of right now because it started off so good. The Olympic gold medal, what he did to Serbia, what he did to France. It was awesome.
2024 was amazing.
He was the All-Star Game MVP, Joe. It was awesome. It was here in the Bay. It was at Chase Center. And then it ended with him being hurt, and I didn't get to see that ending. And maybe that was like the closest they get again, which is like, ah, that sucks. So I gave you a lot right there, but that just shows where I'm at with some of the stars here in the Bay. We can get to some other people. And I want to hear from the people right now. See, stock up, stock down.
If you're going to go like in terms of like how the season ended, I think Draymond's stock is way lower than Steph's. Like just how the season ended.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't hate on that.
Like, I mean, like I'm way more concerned about where Draymond's at in his career than I am Steph Curry.
Well, that being said, I don't think of the same, like there's levels to how I think of certain players. Like, when it comes to the level of importance on this franchise, it's Steph over Draymond.
No doubt.
So Draymond's stock is not at the level of Stephen Curry's stock, because we're doing Apple.
Yeah, but I also don't think he's fallen.
We're doing Google versus Yahoo.
Yeah.
Draymond's Yahoo in this comparison. Steph is Google. Okay?
Yeah, I think
so where, is Giannis, by the way. Shout out Giannis.
Where Curry's falling from, where, like, let's say he's at 100, and now you got him down to, like, whatever, 95.
He's a neutral right now for me, because I don't know, like, my trust level. Maybe that's where I'm
all
going
right, so
at
then
right
let me, now. Let me change the question on Curry to you. Who, the rest of the 2025, is it more make or break for him or CMC, who's also at, like, a crossroads?
I think the question mark around Christian McCaffrey scares the hell out of me. That's the one for me where it's, like if we're on trust and stock overall, like yes, Steph is way less volatile when it comes to his stock than a Christian McCaffrey. Bilateral Achilles tendonitis, Joe?
Yeah, I don't know what to
make. I don't know. And the fact that they're already being this careful with him, they're saying he's the healthiest that he could be, but still being this careful, that scares me a little bit. That scares me.
I want to hear from the people, 888-957-9570. So, like, as Tim Kawakami, I was listening to the podcast over the weekend with Matt Barros, and he's referencing, like, oh, well, you know, Trent Williams was in that camp, and, you know, I'm hypothesizing that, you know, he doesn't have any guaranteed money after this year. Maybe he wants more money. And if that ends up being true, there's no guy whose stock I'm more down on the Niners than Trent Williams, if that's true. If that's true and he's going to hold out for more money again, like I can't roll my eyes quick enough.
Well, until that happens, until he doesn't come up for, you know, involuntary workouts, right? If he doesn't show up for those, when you like mandatory, that's the word I'm looking for, mandatory workouts. If he doesn't show up for those, then yes, I'll get there. But we're not there yet, Joe. So I'm going to hesitate to say that right now. But if we're just going by his play, to hell with that. His play? Stock down.
So if
he wasn't
just
very good last year.
Okay, so what about stock on Jimmy right now? Where's the Bay Area on Jimmy Butler right now?
Jimmy Butler is a good one. I still think,
because it was sky high before that Rocket series.
I still think the stock is up on Jimmy, but it wasn't where it was a couple months ago, where the stock was at an all-time, let's cash out now, right? You have your FanDuel app or whatever, cash out now.
Before the San Antonio loss, it could not have been any higher.
Right,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.